Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Compliance Week News Podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today we're going to talk about attorney-client privilege during regulatory investigations, and particularly how that privilege applies in Europe, where the courts have recently fired a shot at how attorney-client privilege works there. As you may have already seen, on September 14th, the European Union's highest court, the European Court of Justice, ruled that communications between executives and in-house counsel are not necessarily covered by attorney-client privilege when your company is the target of a regulatory probe. In this specific case, the European Commission had raided the London offices of Akzo Nobel Chemicals as part of an antitrust investigation, seized the emails between Akzo's executives and their in-house counsel, and then used those communications as evidence in their investigation. That ruling has set off alarm bells in Europe and the United States, since it does differ quite a bit from what attorney-client privilege U.S. executives might be used to. To help us understand the implications of this decision, we are joined by Brady Dugan. He is a partner in the litigation and antitrust practice at the law firm of Akin Gump. And Brady, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Matt.
So, first question here is, was this decision a total surprise, as in, was it a radical jump from the current state of attorney-client privilege in the European Union?
No, it really wasn't. The the Akzo decision that just came down was dictated by an earlier ruling called AMNS Europe versus the Commission. That was a ruling from 1982, and it was really that ruling that said, when you're dealing with the European Commission, we are going to not treat in-house counsel, advice from in-house counsel, as protected by the legal privilege in Europe. Mm-hmm. So from that perspective, it was following earlier precedent. I think Akzo Nobel was hoping that, you know, in the 20-some-odd years that have passed since this ruling, that they'd be able to persuade the court that in-house advice should be protected.
And as I had mentioned earlier, this was specifically an antitrust investigation regulators were using. So this new interpretation of the privilege, or this reinterpretation, is this really specifically confined to antitrust investigations, or might we see this leak out to other types of regulatory probes?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's not at all confined to antitrust probes. Mm-hmm. It is the case that this interpretation, that this decision is limited to the institutions of the European Union, like, for example, the European Commission, which enforces competition and antitrust rules. It is not, it doesn't bind the member states themselves, some of whom have different attorney-client privilege rules than the European rule. But any action that is taken by any of the institutions of the European Union would be bound by this decision and would follow this rule.
Okay. You know, one question I had was, let's say then the European Union or the European Commission, it seizes some sensitive documents in an EU-based investigation. Could those documents then wind up somehow as fodder for a U.S. probe or for civil litigation or somehow leak out into the public domain that a general counsel might be have to worry about that?
Well, I think I would break those questions down just a little bit. I mean, the
sure.
issue of could the U.S. government or a civil litigant get access to the documents that were communications between in-house counsel and the company, that would be very difficult. It is unusual because that kind of information is usually protected by confidentiality rules, which are quite strict in Europe. But the second part, even if they got the document, could that document be used in the U.S.? It certainly, I wouldn't think, could be used in court in the U.S. because the attorney-client privilege rules of the U.S. Would apply, and I would think would apply, although I haven't done the conflict of laws analysis, but if you applied the U.S. rules, they would not be able to be used in court. The danger, I guess, is that the information contained in those documents could potentially leak out if the documents were used in court in Europe or perhaps even informally in discussions between U.S. and European regulators, which I mean, we know happen all the time when there are investigations that have components in both the U.S. and in Europe.
So if I'm in the legal department at a large global company and I've got offices in Europe, I've got them in North America, I've got them all over the world, how unnerved should I be about the AXO ruling then?
Well, I mean, I think that you should be aware of the AXO ruling. I think that in many respects, it is business as usual because it didn't change the law of privilege in Europe, but it should still serve as a reminder. I think sometimes it's not the case that general counsel in the U.S. focus on the fact that attorney-client privilege rules in Europe are very different than they are in the United States. And that comes into play, I think, mostly where you've got a transaction where there's going to be a regulatory filing in Europe, where you have a cross-border merger where you might have to do a regulatory filing in Europe, or where you have some other activity that involves contacts with competitors in Europe that might come under the scrutiny of the European Commission. In those contexts, you have to continue to be very thoughtful about how you use in-house counsel and how you use external counsel, because it will make a big difference, or potentially could make a big difference in what sorts of documents the governments in Europe are able to look at in their investigation.
All right. Well, actually, Brady, that is all the time we have today, but you covered plenty of ground for us, so we really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
And again, everybody, that was Brady Dugan of the law firm Akin Gump talking with us today about the European Union's recent court ruling readjusting some of the attorney-client privilege in corporate misconduct cases or regulatory investigations. That is all for this week's podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time.